Module 10, the fifth improvement concept, continuous improvement. By now you will know that in the world of lean, good enough is never good enough. In this module, we're breaking down continuous improvement into three basic principles. Number one, challenge. We have to challenge ourselves every day to see if we are achieving our goals. Number two, Kaizen. Good enough is never enough. No process can ever be thought to be perfect, and thus operations must be improved continuously. Number three, Genshi Genbutsu. A term that means going to the source, to see the facts for oneself and make the right decisions, create consensus, and make sure goals are attained at the best possible speed. The PDSA cycle. Plan, do, study, act. PDSA is a way to test out improvements on a small scale before implementing them across the board. It will give you the opportunity to see if the proposed change will work. Here's how. Plan the change. Establish the objectives and processes necessary to deliver results. Set an expected output focus. Do implement the change on a small scale. Choose a small group of people to test the change. Study the results. Measure the new processes and compare the results against the expected results. Act on what was learned. Analyze the differences to determine their cause. Determine where to apply changes that will include improvement. The DMAIC method. Define. Identify and state the practical problem. Who wants the project and why? The scope of the project or improvement. Key team members and resources for the project. Critical milestones and stakeholder review. Budget allocation. Measure. Validate the practical problem by collecting data. Ensure measurement system reliability. Prepare data collection plan. How many data points do you need to collect? How many days do you need to collect data for? What is the sampling strategy, i.e., where from whom? Who will collect the data and how will data get stored? What could the potential drivers of variation be? Collect data. Analyze. Convert the practical problem to a statistical one. Define statistical goal and identify potential statistical solutions. How well or poorly processes are working compared with best possible benchmarking and competitors. Don't focus on symptoms, find the root cause. Improve. Confirm and test the statistical solution. Present recommendations to process owner, pilot run, formulate pilot run, test improved process, run pilot, analyze pilot and results, develop implementation plan, prepare final presentation, present final recommendation to management team. Control. Convert the statistical solution to a practical solution. How will you maintain gains made? Change policy and procedures. Case study. Paul felt that his company finally had a high sigma level and was as lean as it could be. His processes were streamlined and as efficient as possible. His product was standardized and the manufacturing process had almost no variation, and he had a firm understanding of where his company was in the marketplace. Paul knew, thanks to the Six Sigma philosophy, that there was always room for improvement. After some research, he discovered the plan, do, study, act cycle. He decided to use the cycle once a month to try to keep his business as efficient as possible. When he completed the cycle, he found several small processes that he had missed that could be eliminated.